on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride. Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and you know what? This is a very special episode because it's our annual pledge drive episode.
Yes, it is the one time a year that we ask you, the listeners, to give back to the station. This is always a special time of year, of course. It's very crucial for maintaining the operation of this wonderful station, but it's also a great chance for us to remind ourselves and you listeners why CJAM is so important to the community of Windsor, Detroit. Dave, we're going to be playing a lot of great music, highlighting a lot of material that you're not going to hear on any other rock station. We're going to be playing great material from the likes of Pax, Trophy Knife, Gloin, Noble Rot. We're going to be paying tribute to a few anniversaries that dropped this week. Two fantastic albums, which are popular, but we're going to play tracks from them that you're normally not going to hear on commercial radio. And Dave had this wonderful idea, this wonderful scientific fascination of his mind. What if we play 40th anniversary sets during this episode, celebrating the 40 years CJAM has been on air?
Yes, I don't know if it's a wholly original idea, because we've been doing anniversary sets the last couple years.
No, but it's good.
But we are going to play two sets of music celebrating, just 40 years from albums that came out at the time that the station also began broadcasting on the FM dial. But a bit more info before we get into it. But right now we're actually going to get into one of the 40th anniversary sets we compiled, music released in 1983 to celebrate the 40th anniversary of CJAM.
That's right. So we're going to start off with Pylon. And this is great. Pylon, a very great groundbreaking act out of Athens, Georgia, that we actually had the privilege of interviewing two members of just the 2 years ago, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And so awesome, and such an influential band, going on to influence so many in the realm of alternative and indie rock in America, primarily amongst them being R.E.M.
Yes, and also they were very good friends with R.E.M. and Gang of Four, who they toured with. We talked about that. We're going to hear a song from their Chomp album, which was their third, right? Second release, yeah. And then we're also going to hear some music from Martha and the Muffins and much more. So stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and worldwide via cjam.ca. It's Pledge Drive. Show your support today if you can. And this is music from Pylon.
Pylon.
Reach out, but it's gone. going?
Hi, you are tuned into CGM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam. I'm here with Dave. Dave, I could keep talking till I'm blue in the face, but before I asphyxiate, why don't you tell us what we just heard?
Wow, you're wordy today.
Thank you. It's all the coffee I just drank.
Oh, okay. So we ended off that set with music from the Cramps' live album, Smell of the Female, which came out in 83. And we heard the song Faster Pussycat, which is one of the many songs found on this release.
And it's a cover as well. It was actually a theme song for a B-movie. Of course, the Cramps were all about B-movie paraphernalia. They loved horror movies. They loved exploitation films. And so they would cover a lot of theme songs and Taylor song lyrics in homage to some of these films that they loved. And, you know, it's a clear example in this one.
And what's interesting about this release is, just prior to this, they hadn't put out an actual album in a couple of years, and it's because they were involved heavily in some sort of legal battle with the record company, and they couldn't put out anything new, and then this live album came out, which had a bunch of new songs on it. And everything kind of changed in terms of lineups following this with the band. This one did feature Kid Congo Powers on guitar, but I believe it's the last one where there wasn't bass.
That's true, yeah. And it would feature a very huge change in sound for the band thereafter. Now, we should mention that album was released in 1983, as were all of these songs, because we're celebrating 40 years of CJM being an FM station for this Pledge Drive anniversary edition. So all of these songs were originally released in 1983, which means the only place you were probably hearing these songs, if you were hearing them anywhere on the radio back in 83, was here on CJAM.
That's true. Before that, we heard an artist that definitely was played on underground radio, college campus radio, Daniel Johnston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his fantastic and iconic cassette release, actually, I guess you could say. It was released late in 1983, Hi, How Are You?, which probably went on to more infamy due to the image of the frog creature on the cover, which adorned many T-shirts, famously one worn by Mr. Kurt Cobain, and also became just a great icon of underground music and DIY ethos. It's a nice frog just saying, hi, how are you? From that, we heard Walking the Cow.
Before that, we heard some more music from 1983. Why don't you tell us what we heard, Adam?
Tarapi, they're a Quebec group that were kind of a mixture of post-punk and surf. They didn't get a lot of airplay, but they did get some on campus community radio stations throughout the nation, including here on CJAM. We heard Rock Achutka, which I believe is the proper pronunciation. That's taken from their album Primate.
Before that, we heard music from Martha and the Muffins, a pretty well-known Canadian new wave band. We heard from one of their not as well-known albums, I suppose, from 83. We heard, of course, with this whole set, we heard Walking Into Walls.
Yeah, and that was from Dance Parc. Dance a Park.
And then we started off with Athens, Georgia band Pylon. Iconic now, they've been a cult band for many decades, but a very favorite amongst many post-punk fans around the world. We heard something from Chomp called Crazy.
Mm-hmm. And again, just reiterating the fact that back in 1983, the only place you were going to hear music like this was on a station like CJAM 99.1 FM. And now we're continuing that trend, playing more great music that you're not going to hear on most commercial radio stations, really on any. You're only going to hear it on a station like CJAM, which is comprised not of people who are looking for profit on their radio station, but is comprised of over 120 volunteers that provide their time, their expertise, and their passion for music and the topics they talk about on air. As I mentioned, back in 83, we were playing groundbreaking music, and we're doing it now in 2023. Brand new music in this set. We're going to be starting off with music from The Hold Steady from their latest release, Price of Progress. We're also going to hear new music from the likes of Pax and Blessed in this set. But first, just a friendly reminder of what station you are tuned into.
Perfect, man. The trick is not getting set.
of destroyers. Sitting six to a table in the room off the kitchen, telling stories about things they imagined. Like after the show, we got roofs on the labor lawn. Woke up in a video cabin. I was rolling my eyes at the ritual eyes. Okay, maybe half of that happens. She bites down on the captain when the blood comes from her mouth. Chris Hart, a full rock in a halfway house. The band would be better if they weren't such burnouts. The Beatle boots and the glam rock top hat isn't gonna make any difference. It never works when no one listens.
Choice was left in the yard of the ditch, except on the